Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, and thank you for joining a kingdom call, because it is certainly kingdom time. Amen. We welcome you tonight on this Christmas Eve. Amen. And we are just excited because we are in such an awesome season as we celebrate our Savior's birth. So to God be the glory for the perfect and the best gift that anyone could have given. Our Father gave the perfect gift, and we are excited about it. We're thankful for it, and to God be the glory. Yes, you are listening to a kingdom call. I am Elder Jordan, and I am excited to have you listening in with us. Thank you so much. I know that there's many, with it being Christmas Eve, that there's many things that you could have been doing and need to do, but you have taken time to dial in, to log on, and to join us for this kingdom call. So I'm excited to have you on. Thank you so much. We cannot do this without our listeners. So we are so appreciative to our listeners. Share this with someone. We are on every Wednesday night, 9:30 p.m. And I want to acknowledge my sponsor, which is Granny's Place. And we are here every Wednesday night at 9:30. So tell a friend to dial in or to log on and to receive something from what the Lord will share each Wednesday night. I would also like to just share a couple of announcements. We have our end of the year Kingdom Call Prayer Watch, where we end the year just worshiping, praying, and watching, amen, as the year comes to an end. And that's open for those who want to join in with other intercessors. We connect on the prayer line, and we cry out, and we spare not. And that is from midnight to 3 a.m., and that will be December the 27th. Also, in January, how many knows that how you start a year is pretty much how you will continue through the year? And so we believe that, and we like to shift our thinking and to from the busyness of Thanksgiving and the hustle and bustle in the Christmas season as we start the new year seeking God. And so we do a first fruits fast in the month of January when we shift into 2015. And it's a soul-seeking fast, time that we would personally take to seek the heart of God, what he wants to say to us, and what we would share with him. It's very intimate, very powerful, and is open for all. We do 21 days. If you're not, if you can't commit to 21 days, we just encourage you to commit to spending some time with the Lord in the first month, the first weeks of the first month of the new year. Amen. So you can join with us. And the reason why we ask that is because we like to have some support. We like to encourage each other. We like to just kind of make sure that we are all staying on track and staying focused. And sometimes you just need a partner. Amen. You need a partner as you go through a journey. And this is a 21-day journey. We have others that join us on a 7-day journey. And we have others that do 14. So you find out where you can fit in during that first month and join in with us. We will do you good to keep you encouraged and motivated. And we'll send out information that you can use as some form of a guide. Amen. And we do have a couple of ways that you are able to reach us. You can reach us through our email, which is lwjministries@gmail.com. You can reach us on Facebook, Linda Jordan Ministries. Reach us through the website, lindajordanministries.com, or by mail at P.O. Box 852501. Mesquite, M-E-S-Q-U-I-T-E, Texas, 75185. And we are on social media, so you can reach us there as well. So go ahead and start shifting your mind to pull away from the busyness of your schedule. Let your family know that I'm going to be shutting myself down so I can hear from the Lord and get some direction and some instruction as we move forward into the awesome year of 2015. Amen. So send us some information that you would like to join with us, and we'll be glad to get information back out to you. Amen. So to God be the glory. And we want to continue on. This has just been an awesome, awesome time of the year when we celebrate the season of the birth of our Lord. And this month, our theme has been shifting the Christmas atmosphere to Christ. Amen. Shifting the Christmas atmosphere, shifting that atmosphere so that we're not caught up with the things of the world, and we're not weighted down with the pressure of the world and the lures and the temptation of the world, because we're not focusing on that. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on why the season is even here. And the season is here because of our Savior, because God gave the perfect gift. It was one gift that he gave to the whole wide world, and it is a gift that keeps on giving, because he's ever there waiting to receive those who would receive him as Lord and Savior. And so we want to continue, as this is Christmas Eve, and I know that many of the women are maybe in your kitchen, amen, and once I end this show, I'll be in my kitchen and finishing my desserts and all, but I had to pull away to just continue to reflect and connect with what this season is all about. And so we talked about last week not allowing the year to end without going to a loved one and sharing love, restoring relationships, rebuilding, rekindling that the enemy may have brought some type of a division or a bridge, because of God being love and we are a part of him and he is a part of us, then we need to walk in love. And when you're walking in love, you don't allow other negative spirits, spirits of division, spirits of strife to creep in to keep you from walking and building and maintaining the relationship that we are supposed to have with one another. Amen? And so, because we're shifting the atmosphere, we're not walking in jealousy. We're not walking in competition. We're not walking in pride. We're not walking in the things of the world. We're walking in the gift of love. Amen? And so, I today, because this is Christmas Eve, amen? And a couple of songs, while I have been listening to the Christmas carols and the songs that we typically sing during the Christmas holiday, I've just been listening and meditating and reviewing the words and how powerful the words of these songs are. It reminds me of when we were younger and our parents would sing those old hymns, Jesus, keep me near the cross. Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. And, you know, we sung those songs because that's what we sung in church. And it didn't have a lot of meaning to it. But as you begin to live and you begin to experience things and you begin to grow up and mature and take on responsibility in the workplace, in the home, in relationship, you come to be one with those songs. Those songs arise back up in you, amen, and you can draw strength. And one of my favorite hymns is, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have, because as we continue to grow and build relationships from childhood to teenagers to young adult to adult, we see how relationships are with our friends. They're conditional. They're sometimey. They're there today and not tomorrow. And I've learned that when you have a friend in Jesus, you have a true friend. And those words to those songs mean so much to me. It says, oh, what needless things we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. And so I'm just saying how the hymns can minister to you. When years ago, when we were much younger, it was just a song to sing. But now, when we hear those songs, and now when the Lord brings them up in my spirit, what a friend I have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen? I have learned that I have carried some things to my friend in confidence, and it was not in confidence, and I'm sure many of you have experienced. But the songwriter tells us that we can carry it to God in prayer, and God leaves it right there. And then the other song that, and I, the Holy Spirit is just leading me here, so we go where the Holy Spirit leads, because this is his show. Lord, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw yourself from me, where, oh God, come on here, Jesus, where would I go? Amen. I know us as adults can relate to that, dealing with things that we have to deal with. Lord, with this situation, I stretch my hands to thee. Lord, I surrender this to you. Lord, I give it to you. If I don't give it to you, I don't know what I'll do. Amen? And so the songs, they can minister life to us. The hymns, the songs that our parents and grandparents have sung, that we just kind of went with it, it's substance to us now. And so I was just listening to a couple of songs today, and I want to share them with you, and related to the word, the scripture. I never like to leave without going to the word. Always strength and power, deliverance, encouragement, and everything that we need in the word. Hallelujah. And so in the book of Luke, and this is the second chapter, and I'm starting at the 10th verse, very familiar. It says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be with you for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This sign will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. Hallelujah. And from that, the Lord gave me this song, very familiar, and it's called Joy to the World. Joy to the World. Joy to the World. And so I want to just reread the words to you, because they are very strong, they're very powerful, and it's there to minister to us. It is there to minister to us. It says, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. And when I just right there, joy to the world. Joy to the world. Many of us have gone through some hard times, some difficult times, some hardships. Some of us have experienced the loss of a loved one over the last several months. Some of us have experienced having to be put out, or having to leave a place of residence and look for another residence. Some of us have been laid off of our jobs. You know, we've experienced some things, you know, that have not been, you know, such a good experience. But in it all, the song says, joy to the world, because our Lord is come. So let the earth, let you and I receive her King. Let us receive him today. Let every heart prepare his room. Amen. That's your heart. Prepare your heart. I understand it hasn't been so easy. I understand we've had some rough periods, some rough times. But prepare your heart. Prepare your heart for his room. And heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Nature is always singing the goodness of the Lord. The trees, the flowers, the birds, they sing the goodness of our God. Amen? Let the nature sing. It says, joy to the world, the Savior reigns. I understand you had some difficulties. I understand the enemy has given you a bad report. I understand. But joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Amen. Let men their song employ. Sing a new song. Turn that thing around. God is come. He sent his Son. Repeat the sound and joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat. Get joy down in on the inside. The joy that the world can't give and joy that the world can't take away. Amen. This the joy that I have, I believe it was Shirley Caesar that sung, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And guess what? I don't care what's going on, the world cannot take it away. You got to take a stance and say, because God, his Son, he brought joy to this world, and I'm receiving the joy, and I'm walking in this joy, joy to the world. Let it be resounding. Let it leap off of you. Let it be released out of you. Every place your feet shall trot, release joy. Joy to the world. Make a purpose statement that I'm changing everywhere, because it's a little dark, you know, the world. It's dark in the world, amen? But we have the light, amen? And because we have the light, we need to let our light shine. Hallelujah. This is Christmas Eve. This is one of the greatest seasons for the believers. Amen? And that's why we have to let our light shine. Joy to the world. I've just been meditating and listening to the lyrics of this song. Amen. It says, the white fields and floods and rocks and hills and plains repeat the sounding joy. Amen. The fields resounds of God's joy. The rocks, the fields, the hills resound of God's joy. Guess what? You and I, amen, need to resound of the joy of our Savior. Resounding joy. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. The Savior reigns. Yes, he does. Amen. Our God reigns, y'all. We don't have anything or any reason to be down. Come on up in here. We don't have any reason to hold our head down. Amen. It doesn't matter what the report says. It does not matter what any person has said. We have a Savior, and he's no longer in the manger. He's sitting next to the Father, and he's making intercessions for you and I. It said he rules the world with truth and grace. Amen. He rules the world. We don't have to bow down. We don't have to back up, because our God reigns. Our God rules, and he rules with truth Amen. And if he rules in truth, we as saints need to walk in truth. We don't need to compromise. We don't need to back down. We don't need to scam. We don't need to trick and scheme. We don't need to do that. We need to walk in truth and in grace. Amen. The glory of his righteousness. Hallelujah. The glory of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. Uh-huh. The wonders of his love. We take on his righteousness. We take on his the glory of his righteousness. We take on his righteousness, amen, and the wonders of his love. How could a God so holy, so righteous, love us? But he does. The wonders of his love. That's why he sent his son. The wonder of his love, because he so loved us that he sent his son so that we could have a right to have a relationship. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, it makes us righteous. We apply the blood. The wonders of his, the amazement of God. When we really understand how much God loves us, we'll be quick and fast and in a hurry to run to him. When we slip, when we fall, to run back to him because of his love, his amazing love, his amazing grace, the wonders of his love. Amen. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And see, there is nothing that you and I have experienced or experiencing that God has not already taken care of. He already knows about it. And so we don't need to continue into, if you are, I come against any more weight of darkness, heaviness, stress, worry, all of those things that is not of God, that he does not want us to walk in. I am releasing a spirit of joy in the name of Jesus. We are entering into 2015, and I decree and declare as we enter in that you will walk in the spirit of joy. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what you're having to contend with, you cast it onto your Father. Amen. Because he brought joy to the world. He sent his son. Amen. And so no more darkness. He doesn't want, because I know this has been a very tumultuous year. It's been a rough year. We've experienced some things. We've had some hills to climb. We've had some valleys to cross over. Amen. But even in the midst of that, I decree joy. Joy into your life. Joy into your situation. Joy. Amen. And I decree that you will hear the sound of joy. Amen. Hear the sound of joy. Joy to the world. Even when you can just get in your spirit and listen to the song and let the lyrics and the music minister to you. Joy to the world. Amen. Joy to the world. And God is releasing a new joy. Amen. In the midst of the chaos, in the midst of what's going on in the White House, huh? In the midst of what's going on in the third world countries, in the midst of what's going on in Jerusalem, all around the world, God is releasing joy. And I decree tonight, and I challenge you in the name of Jesus, after all of this has passed, you know, because we can be jubilant and we can be happy and we can be excited because it's a lot. The lights are shining. The trees are beautifully lit. We see the nativity scenes out on people's yards, and we see all of this wonderful festivities that gives us warm fuzzies, you know, and gets us excited and happy. You know, but I just decree that after the lights have been taken down, and after the nativity scene has been tucked away and everybody has gone back to their schedule and their routine of life, that you still walk in joy, because joy came to the world for you and I. And it is our charge, to release it no matter what. Our purpose to release joy. Our purpose is, God loves me enough to send the Savior, then I can walk in joy. I can make my flesh come up under subjection and speak to it. That's why you want to join in with us on this 21-day fast, so that you can take authority over this flesh. And when it rises up, you can speak to it, and it's got to go, it got to submit. It has to die. And you release joy instead of depression, oppression. You release joy instead of fear, You release joy over the report of the doctor, that report that said that that's coming against you in your health. Nope. I release the joy of the Lord, because that is my strength. I release the word of God. I apply the healing balm of Gilead over myself, over my body. I rub the balm, amen, over the situation in the name of Jesus. Joy to the world, y'all. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Yes. And we have to prepare. We have to prepare ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves to receive a holy God. And we can do it. It is taking the time to do what we need to do, to spend time with the King. Amen. The Pamela man, 1 night with the King. Amen. We have to prepare ourselves to receive this gift. And so I just implore everyone that's listening to remember, while we're in this awesome, wonderful season, when it passes, that we still need to release joy. We still need to remember that He reigns, that He rules the world with truth and grace, amen, and makes the nation prove it. Oh, yes, oh, yes. God is awesome, and His words declare His glory. The words declare the awesomeness of our God. Then I want to share, hallelujah, in Psalms, I think this is Psalms 98:4, it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, the triumph and the trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Amen. This is the time that we want to be excited. Well, we always want to be excited, but He's reminding us here why and what to do. Make a noise, a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Amen. Everyone. For the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein. Make a joyful noise. Make a shout. Burst out with jubilant praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when we hear anything that doesn't bring God glory, we just reject it. Amen. We just reject it. So to God be glory. the glory. Amen. So I just wanted to release that. And that may be a blessing to you, or some of the other songs during this time that God has sent his son, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeshua. Hallelujah. And he's the Savior of the world. So to God be the glory. We have shifted the atmosphere. It is not on the world. It is on the King. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. And I implore you to just continue to release, continue to share, continue to make that statement of who our God is. Amen. Hallelujah. I have some, and I want to also let you all know that you can send in your prayer requests. We have our prayer line on Monday nights, and you are certainly free to dial in and to connect with us. We have intercessors from all over that intercede and pray. And so on Monday nights, you are free to join in with us. We do also take those same prayer requests and lift them up before the Lord on the broadcast. So we want you to join, you to release your faith and join in and with minds as we lift these names up before the Lord. Amen. God is a healer, and he came to heal the sin-sick soul. And so we have these names we're going to call out. We have Mr. Scott. Mr. Willie Scott, we have Mr. William Bernardo, we have Mother Anita Cashton, we have Michael Scott, and Daisy, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we want to bring them before the Lord, and whatever your request is, God is a very present help, and you can release that now as we enter in together in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight for this time together. We thank you, my Father, for this season that we remember the gift that you gave. You sent the perfect gift, and it keeps on giving, and we thank you. And because of that gift, Lord God, we can boldly come before your throne of grace and lift up these prayer requests, my Father. Lift up these names to you, Lord God, and we just thank you that by your stripes they are healed. By the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross, Lord God. Oh, God, we apply the blood tonight over every situation, Father. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you for divine healing. We thank you, Lord God, for turning situations around, my God. We thank you for mending the brokenhearted tonight. We thank you for lifting up that heavy, bow-down head, Lord God. We thank you that you came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And we thank you, Lord God, for this year, 2014, you brought us to. You brought us thus far, and we know you will take us through. God, I pray for every listener. I pray for every need, every concern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come against anything that the enemy has released on your people tonight, any negative report, any negative
thought,
Lord God, any bad conversation, any bad relationship, we come against it right now in the name of Yeshua. And God, I thank you, Lord God, oh God, for restoring relationships, restoring mothers and daughters and fathers and sons, and restoring marriages, Lord God. And tonight, Father, we just want to intercede for those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. And we call forth complete and total healing in the name of Yeshua. Iko Torabashaya. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing, God. We decree healing over heart conditions, over kidney disease, Lord God, over high blood pressure and low blood pressure. We speak to it. For you told us that we could tread over the serpent, the scorpions, and have all power over the enemy. So tonight, Lord God, we take our authority in you, through the word, through the blood, the power of your word, and we decree healing tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We speak to those that are in the hospital rooms and are hooked up to machines, and the doctor has said one thing, God, but you have the last say, Lord God. So we speak your report. Whose report will you believe? God, tonight we stand on your word. We believe the report of the Lord. You shall live and not die, and you will declare the works of the Lord. And Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, on this Christmas Eve, God, we thank you for the gift of life. Hallelujah. We thank you for the gift of healing on tonight, Lord God. We thank you that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. And we decree new body parts in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come against any form of disease, Lord God, hepatitis, AIDS, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak, Lord God, to that high blood pressure, that it be regulated in the name of Jesus. We speak to the sugar level, and we command it to be leveled in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak, Lord God, to those dealing with mental illness, bipolar, schizophrenia, seizures, and mental disorders. We bind the voices. We send it to the dry places, and we say, be healed. Think on things that are good. Think on things that are of a good report. For by the stripes you are healed. Father, we thank you tonight for healing. We join our faith together, and we speak to the mountain of sickness, disease, infirmity, go in the name of Jesus. Crohn's disease, or arthritis, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that have blood clots and aneurysms, Lord God, Father, we speak to that in the name of Jesus. And we say, shrink, be healed in the name of Jesus. Blood clots, in the name of Jesus, aneurysm, tumors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith and stand on your word, God, and we thank you, Father, for healing. We thank you for a praise report. We thank you that you are still working miracles. So, God, as people are going to and from on the highways, traveling from one destination to the other destination, we pray for protection. We pray, Lord God, that you would keep your hands around them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise tonight on this Christmas Eve that we come to celebrate the birth. We celebrate healing. We thank you for restoring. We thank you for rebuilding. We thank you for renewing. God, we give you praise, and we thank you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing. Amen. I want to also just remind you that here on Block Talk Radio, Hallelujah. We have some other programmings that are going on every day of the week. On Monday nights, we have My Sister, My Friend. On Tuesday, we have Mojo. Wednesday, as you know, is a Kingdom Call. Amen. Thursday is Street Talk. Saturday is Free on the Inside. And we just invite you to stay connected and receive from each one what God has to give. I know that it will build you up and enrich your walk with the Lord, because that's why we're here. It is kingdom time, and it's about the Father's business. So to God be the glory. It was time for us to move on. Hallelujah. Our time is winding up, but we thank God for this awesome, awesome time that we had together. I can't do it without you. I so appreciate you. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for logging on. Share this with somebody. Keep us in prayer. We are about the Father's business. He's given us a great work in 2015, and we cannot do it without your prayers and your support. You can reach out to us on Facebook at Linda Jordan Ministries. Let us know if you like what you've heard, and send us an encouraging word. Just keep us in your prayer, because it's kingdom time, and it's all about the Father's business. So until we see you, connect and join with you next week, listen, have a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Enjoy the Lord and your family. Share the joy of the Lord, for it is your strength. And it is the strength that the world needs. So be proud, be strong, be confident, and release it everywhere that you go. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Amen. Till we meet again. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you and yours peace, is my prayer. I'm Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call, because it's kingdom time. We love you, and we will see you next Wednesday at 9:30. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.